AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden tells House Democrats the nation has never seen something that is needed as badly as the American Rescue Plan. And it shows government can respond to the needs of the people.
It's a show of strength and a first step forward to restoring their faith in the capacity of government to have their backs. Now, if we deliver on this, it also builds momentum.
The House passed the $1.9 trillion rescue bill last weekend. The Senate is beginning work on its own version of the plan, which is not likely to contain the $15 an hour minimum wage proposal in the House version. The goal in the Senate is to have the final product ready for Biden's signature before the current relief benefits run out on the 14th of this month. The governors of Texas and Mississippi both announced an end to mandatory mask restrictions over the objections of health officials in their states and across the country. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has asked both to reconsider.
He believes that, and he's hopeful, that people in these states will continue to follow the guidelines that have been set out and the recommendations made by health and medical experts.
The Republican-controlled Arizona legislature passed a measure today allowing businesses to ignore mask mandates. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey is resisting increased calls, including online demands, to lift her state's mask requirements, saying it's not yet time. About 2 months after the Capitol riot, there is online evidence of planning for another attack, maybe tomorrow.
Extremists discussing March 4th and March 6th.
Melissa Sims-Lova with the Department of Homeland Security testified on Capitol Hill. The threat appears to be connected to a far-right conspiracy theory, mainly promoted by supporters of QAnon, that Donald Trump will rise again to power on March 4th. Until after Franklin Roosevelt's first inauguration in 1933, March 4th was Inauguration Day. This is AP News. Six people, including a number of children, are dead in a house fire early this morning in Woodward, Oklahoma. Fire officials say one boy survived the flames but is hospitalized. Kellen Winslow II, the son of a former NFL star and a top player himself, faces more than a decade in prison for a series of rapes.
San Diego County Judge Blaine Bowman says two words describe Winslow.
Sexual predator.
Winslow got the maximum sentence for rapes and other sexual offenses against five women, including a woman who was homeless.
He preys on vulnerable victims and is very brazen in the way he carries out his crimes.
Winslow was once the highest paid tight end in the NFL. His attorney, Mark Carlin, says playing football resulted in head trauma.
We felt that he's probably had head injury at least 1,000 times.
Kellen Winslow II must now register as a sex offender for the rest of his life.
In the future, I do plan to tell my story.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.